ओम शांति। होप यू आर एंजॉइंग योर विजिट टू मधुबन एंड ज्ञान सरोवर। एवरीवन हैज एंजॉयड बाबाज मीटिंग आल्सो एंड एम इज टू एंजॉय होल ब्राह्मीन लाइफ, not only Brahmin life, but to enjoy the lives in entire cycle. Do you think so? All lives, all 84 births, we want to enjoy them. I was not mentioned the topic today, just now I came to know the topic was given perfect purity. So, you like this topic? Or is scared of this? No? As Baba mentioned in the Murli, Avyakt Murli, without purity we cannot experience Baba's love, we cannot experience all achievements from Baba. Two things Baba had mentioned in Avyakt Murli. And actually the essence of this Murli was purity, drashti, vritti and krati. Do you know these Hindi words? Vritti, attitude, drashti, you know, krati, action. And this was new definition this time, krati, into action, that you should give happiness to others, to all. So Baba has given at least 50 Avyakt Murli so far on purity. Right from the beginning, when Baba became Avyakt, he started to insist on purity very much. And his aim was, is to make us perfectly pure. I used to think many times that Baba is our supreme teacher and supreme guru. And he is so much eager, we cannot say how much, to make us perfect. To make us Bab Saman. Are we also eager equally to make self Bab Saman? And I think always that when both thought, our thought and Baba's thought, become similar, we become Bab Saman. So see how much love Baba has for us, how much eager he is that my all children must become perfect like full moon, so that their light could remove the darkness of ignorance from this earth. And we know, these are Baba's words, the day you become perfect, the cycle will also become perfect. Means everything will change, souls will recognize themselves, Baba will be glorified, and we can inspire many, many souls through our perfection, through our perfect purity. So first of all, I would like to remind you one thing. That's not a new or very deep thing, but very, very useful for our Brahmin life. You know, always Baba says, Baba in Hindi, Baba mera hai. I think you understand this word. Baba belongs to me. Baba is mine. I belong to him. He belongs to me. Very simple thing, but it has very, very deep meaning and use for our life. I used to remember always one thing. Once Avyakta Baba came down, it was Bhatti in Madhuban, and he reminded us, you know, in Baba's mind, there is always one aim, and the same aim must be in our mind, that we all souls must go into higher consciousness. Not only in soul consciousness, not only in bodilessness, but in higher consciousness. So he was saying once, in Indian bhakti, in hymns and songs, devotional songs, devotees used to pray to God, O God, you had come sometime on the earth, that if you come again on the earth sometime, please give your message to us and make us your own. It's in Indian songs, in bhakti, that, O God, we want to live with you. In bhakti they say that Sri Krishna was a cow man. He used to take so many cows in the jungle. So devotees used to sing that, O Lord, when you come, you please make us your one cow. They used to say that Sri Krishna once just lifted the mountain on one finger. So devotees sing this way, that, O Lord, when you come again, please make us one small stone on the same mountain. They say like this. So Baba was reminding us that you used to pray like this. I came down, I gave you my message, you came to me, and I have accepted you. Now you are mine, you belong to me. But one extra thing I have done, which you had never asked for, and that is that I myself have become yours. A great thing, that now God belongs to us. Baba used to say, you should have so much intoxication. See your fortune, God has come in your hand. Especially when Baba was in Sakar and used to give night class, night murli, so it was very homely murli, not official, and such thing he used to mention in that murli, that you must have so much intoxication. God is in your hand now. He has become yours. So Baba mera hai. God, Baba, belongs to me. And Baba wants to give this awareness to us. And we Brahmins hardly understand this. I want to make you realize this fact also. I took much time to realize this, but I think you can accept it, realize it in a second. Baba also mentioned in this murli, when some sisters and brothers who are single in Gyan, they stood up and Baba mentioned them that you are not single, you are combined always. So he was saying that whenever you say Baba, and Baba is here, Baba comes in front of you, it's fact that if we invoke him down, if we ask him, Baba, come down in front of me, I need you. So we must be sure that he comes down immediately. He is perfect and almighty. He can create his millions and millions forms in a second. It's not so that Baba is one. How can he come to all? He has got this power that he can make his many, many forms in a second and can give the feeling of his presence to everyone. So we can take full benefit of this best opportunity given by him. That whenever you need me, whenever you are in problems, whenever there are so many obstacles on your way, don't fight with them. Call me down, remember me, and I will come to you and I will solve your problems. So when I experienced this very powerfully from three, four years before, so I am getting so many experience of this, and the best experience I can say nowadays of my yoga practice is in the morning, evening and 3, 4, 5 days in the day, I ask Baba, that Baba, please come down in front of me. And I feel that Bab Dada, Shiva Baba in the subtle body of Brahma, it is standing in front of me and just giving me drashti. I can naturally visualize that from Baba, from every part of his subtle body, light and might are spreading out. So it gives very, very good feeling. So it can make our whole life very easy. This way we can solve all problems of our life. This is also very, very helpful in the subject of purity. Second, very important thing, which all Brahmins must practice in their lives, and that is to create elevated thoughts in mind. I would say to enjoy elevated thoughts in life. The enjoyment of elevated thoughts is also like super sensuous joy. And if we learn this art of creating elevated thoughts, our purity becomes natural. So this is second important thing, and for this we must practice two things. You know, Baba has given us a wonderful treasure of knowledge of thoughts in avyakt mudalis. So make such plan in your life that every day you can study one avyakt mudali. I always suggest this. And if you study avyakt mudali at night before you go to the bed, that will be very, very effective in whole life. Because if you have some burden on your mind, it will be removed by reading avyakt mudali. And you would be able to prepare yourself for next morning. Reading plus writing at least two powerful points from that Murali, or two powerful thoughts for your life. Baba has mentioned many times the value of the treasure of thoughts. So we all Brahmins must understand this fact that in order to become perfect, we must become perfect in everything. Not just perfect in yoga, not just perfect in purity, but perfect in everything. This is my experience of many years before, when Baba gave me the blessing of churning. I have shared some time that experience, that in the beginning of my Brahmin life, I was very keen in the subject of knowledge also, but when I came to Madhuban, I decided that this is the place of great solitude and I must practice constant yoga here. So I made plan, and for 2 years I did my intense tapasya in 69 and 70, and I achieved my goal, I can say. Then one day when Avyakt Baba met me, you know, at that time there was the opportunity that we could meet him personally every time, normally every time. So he asked me the question that, what about your chart of knowledge? Because I was doing only yoga practice, only yoga. And I answered nothing. But I also added one thing in front of Baba. You know, Baba used to say that sometimes children become very clever. So I added that, Baba, you have mentioned in Muralis, remember me constantly and you will become perfect. So what is the use of churning knowledge? And I know, I remember those days, my churning was zero. But yoga was perfect. And I used to experience, at that time I did not know, but later on I could know, I could realize that in that practice of yoga, like constant yoga, brain has to use maximum energy. This is one secrecy behind yoga practice. We all must know that in the practice of concentration, brain needs lot of energy. It uses energy. So I used to get tired. And I used to thinking that by yoga practice I must get fresh, but I am tiring, why? Later on I came to know this fact. Then Baba answered, no. If you want to become perfect, you have to become perfect in all four subjects. So Baba mentioned, from today, start churning. And it was a blessing for me. Baba added that in future, if you will have to face some obstacles, the power of knowledge will help you very much. In future, if you will get any opportunity of doing service through mouth, giving lectures, you will get easy success. And I accepted it. And from that day, because it was a blessing of God, so I realized that my churning is very natural, and since that day I could enjoy elevated thoughts. I used to write chit-chat with Baba. I used to write elevated thoughts, powerful thoughts, positive thoughts, pure thoughts, thoughts of becoming world benefactor like this. I started to churn on each thought of self-respect. Then I came to understand that the power of knowledge is equally important to the yoga power. If we miss power of knowledge, it means we miss like one leg. And it's hard to run fast then. Likewise, third important practice for good purity, for easy progress in our life, is the practice of self-respect. Someone was saying that yesterday the Dijanki spoke that 95% of Brahmins don't know about self-respect. And I was amazing how it is possible. But I hope you all know everything about self-respect. It's true. What about the practice of self-respect? So just, it's my experience of whole Brahmin life. I noticed that when Avyakt Baba starts his murli, the first line always, first line or first paragraph, about self-respect. That today, Baba has come to meet with such and such children. Today Baba is observing such and such children. So he reminds us, for the first day, he reminded us, you are a soul. Then he started to remind us, you are this type of soul. You are this type of soul. Not only soul, but you are a great soul, you are Master Almighty soul, you are victorious soul, you are the soul who is the master of entire nature. Because knowledge of soul was also given by our monks and scholars, philosophers of the past. But Baba has added in that what kind of soul you are. We all know in this Avyakt Murli too, Baba gave one new point, new light. I was thinking in Sakar Murli, he used to say always that suppose someone gets the vision of Shiv Baba, light, and other one gets the vision of soul, then how will he understand that this is soul, this is God? Both are light. But we know the difference in light. Shiv Baba is like sun, who can give light and might to entire world. And souls are like shining stars. So, when we were in soul world, we were completely pure, shining very much there. He reminded us. He reminded us that in the beginning of the cycle, you were very pure, very divine. We know this. So, to remember these things is called self-respect. Simple meaning of self-respect is to give respect to the self. Is self-respect. Or, with soul, if we add one adjective, that is self-respect. So I had collected all points of self-respect which Baba had spoken right from the beginning till now. The importance of self-respect. Just as one very important point, that if you want to destroy the feeling of ego, the practice for that is self-respect. Your self-respect goes higher and then your ego goes down. Self-respect is our real personality. Ego is negative personality. Worldly people believe that ego is the sign of a personality, great personality. But pure personality, divine personality, come on the face by the practice of self-respect. So we all have to give importance to self-respect. It will help us a lot to become perfectly pure. So first of all, very important thing is that we must learn how to churn on the point of self-respect. I remind you the point Baba has mentioned in this Avyaktamulli about purity. He spoke two words of Hindi, jhalak and falak. You know, you must have the intoxication of purity. Intoxication of purity. Shining of purity on the face and intoxication of purity in the mind. Falak, intoxication. So, this is our one thought of self-respect. That I am a pure soul. I am supremely pure. I am very pure. And intoxication of purity, it means we must think this way, I am pure. God has chosen me because I am pure. With the power of my purity, I have to help with God to establish pure world on the earth. My purity is the foundation of this world. My purity becomes the foundation of all religions. My pure vibrations will purify entire nature. My pure vibrations will create pure feeling in the mind of millions and millions of souls. Think this way. So if we think deeply on the thought of self-respect, our life will become the embodiment of that thought. So you can note down the points in your notebook by churning. You can take one simple thought, very powerful thought, I should not say simple, the most powerful thought, that I am Master Almighty. We all know this. I am Shiv Shakti, Master Almighty. And he starts churning on this first. That why God says that you are Master Almighty. Because he has given his all powers to us. Now the powers which were with God are with me now. I am in the aura of all mights. The power, all powers are surrounded me. Now I am the master of all powers. I am not lacking any power. When God is saying that I have blessed you with all powers, so why should I think that I am lacking this power? I have all the powers. Churn this way and then keep this awareness with you that I am Master Almighty. And you will experience that you are the embodiment of all powers. And as soon as you remember I am Master Almighty, you will vibrate might. And this way, you would be able to charge the atmosphere of a place with power. You can influence anyone easily. Second very good thing about self-respect Baba has mentioned, that one who is in self-respect, respect follow him like shadow, comes behind him. You need not to ask for self-respect. Suppose you are a teacher and you teach students, you give lecture in the college, and there are 60 students in your class. You know the mentality of students nowadays, college students nowadays. But if you are in self-respect, you will experience all students give lot of respect to you. It's automatically. You can make experiment like this. Suppose you work in an office, and you practice self-respect, all your friends, office workers, will have loveful and respectful feeling for you. I have experienced in my life that the practice of self-respect can finish all problems of the life. Because self-respect is the higher state of soul consciousness. When we are soul consciousness, we are very powerful, and with the power of our thoughts, we can solve our problems, we can solve other problems. So I think you understand the importance of self-respect. So in your Brahmin life, with your practice of yoga, add the practice of self-respect with the belief that self-respect is also a part of our tapasya. And it makes our dharana, our sanskaras very, very natural. When you open your eyes, Baba had mentioned once in Avyakta Mulli, that when you get up in the morning, he told three thoughts that you should bring them into your mind, and your whole day will be passed accordingly. First thought was that I am the destroyer of obstacles. Early in the morning, give this thought to your mind. I am Master Almighty. And I am a great soul. And see how easily you enjoy your day. You enjoy your work. You enjoy with your friends and relatives, your children. All will become cooperative to you. You will experience this. So in the morning, every day, we must fill up our mind with self-respect. I can say one thing, that many Brahmins, just they try to make their mind silent in the morning. They practice thoughtlessness. It's not wrong, it's right. Baba has mentioned, you should practice seed stage in the morning. But Baba has added that you should practice this also. So when we practice thoughtlessness, actually we don't become thoughtless. Our thoughts go here and there. And in many cases, many souls experience that they go to nil stage, nil, no thought. And in this nil stage, we achieve nothing. It's just waste of time. It was the practice done in hatha yogas, that by force you kill your mind. Take it to nil stage, where there is no thought, and you will become karmatit. But no one could become karmatit. So our aim is not to make mind nil, our aim is to fill up our mind with the treasure of knowledge, with the treasure of powerful thoughts, with the treasure of intoxication, then we will enjoy Amrit Vela very much. I would also add fourth thing. You know, 2 years before, last only given by Avyakt Baba in front of double foreigners, he gave you all homework, practice five forms. Do you remember? Five forms. Again in the Avyakt Murli, he has reminded us three, four in Paramdham, Golden Age, and Worship Worthy, Royalty of Purity. So every day, in the morning and in evening, if you practice five, four and five times, you will enjoy your yoga very much. In these 2 years, many Brahmins, those who came for personal meeting with me and asked that their yoga is very difficult, I suggested them to practice 5-4, and from the first day their yoga becomes easy and natural. So please pay attention to the practice of 5-4 and create vision of each form at least for 5 seconds, and also create some thoughts. I am giving you the example so that those who are new can understand this very easy. I am a soul. Feel that I am sitting in the cave of forehead. Use this word. My forehead is my cave. And I am a yogi soul sitting inside, spreading vibrations out. See yourself for 5 seconds. Then second form, I am in Golden Age. Double crown on the head. I am sitting on the throne. I am in a golden palace in heaven. Visualize yourself in that form for 5 to 10 seconds. Thirdly, I am worship worthy. You can choose anyone you like. We in India, because in India there are so many worship worthy gods and goddesses, for us it's very easy. For you too it's easy. I am Vishnu, I am Ganesh, elephant god, or I am Durga. You can choose anyone. Feel I am this. To Indian I used to say one thing, that suppose I ask you, go and sit in the temple at the place of Devi. Did you follow? There is a stone statue in every temple, say Durga. There is the statue of Durga in our temples. Devotees go there, pray, worship and come back, and their desires are fulfilled. So I ask them, suppose we remove that statue of Durga from there and make you sit there. Can you sit there? Imagination. Feel that 1,000 devotees are standing in front of me. I am giving them drashti, I am giving them love, blessings, peace and happiness. I am this. That I am Durga, I am sitting like Durga. I have 8 arms, means 8 powers. So create such vision. then I am Brahmin. Brahmin means intoxication. I am one who is playing part with God. God is my friend. You can have 1, 2, 3 thoughts of intoxication, thoughts of happiness in your mind. Then I am an angel. Angel means soul is sitting in the body of light. Not in this body, but in the body of light. So first for 3, 3 seconds each, then 5, 5 seconds each, then 10, 10 seconds each. To practice these 5 forms is to practice Swadarshan Chakra, spinning the cycle of 84 births. And we always listen to the Murlis that if you spin Swadarshan Chakra, you cut off the throat of Maya. Your sins are destroyed. You become like deities. So practice these 5 forms and now add with each form the royalty of purity. And this way your yoga will become very easy. Now one thing I add with this, it will be very, very useful for everyone. We remember Baba as our father, teacher. But now give more attention to remember him as our Sadguru, Supreme Guru. I tell you few things about Gurus. If you had adopted any Guru in this life, you might have heard few things. I shared some experience of some human beings about Gurus. In India, the system of Guru was very much, and I can say before 100 years, not in these 100 years, before that period, in India, some Gurus had been very powerful, very great yogis, very pure souls. They had achieved many powers through their tapasya, to whom they call occult powers, siddhi. So many good gurus did not make so many disciples, few, because it was the belief that if a guru makes someone as his follower, guru is responsible for everything of that follower. Suppose follower is sick, so it's guru's responsibility to treat him. Suppose follower is in the problems, it is guru's responsibility to solve his problem. Suppose there is any difficulty in his life, so he used to remember guru and guru used to help with him. So they were human gurus. Limited power they had, and our Guru is Almighty. So we must have this full faith, trust in Him, that He is Almighty Satguru, and He is always ready to help with us. So what should we do when there is any problem in our life? Just go to Him and remember Him. Put your problem in front of him and he will help with you. So specifically when you need his help, remember him as Sadguru. So unique type of experience will come in your life. These were few things I mentioned in front of you about self-progress, also related to purity. Now, few things on purity which will help you very much in order to make this subject perfect. First of all, I go on very simple point. You know, soul is the master of this body and impure energy, we will call it sexual energy, is influencing each part, each organ of our body. Because our body is also impure, so it's also our responsibility to purify this body, to purify all sense organs, to cool them down. And for this, very simple practice is, every day while doing yoga, you can also do this. I am soul, pure soul here, master of the body, and I am giving pure energy to each organ of my body. Feel that white rays from the soul are going to entire body and purifying all organs of this body. At least for 5 minutes every day, we all must do this. This is also a service to the nature. If we purify our body, we purify entire nature also. And it will help you very much. Second very important thing, I would draw your attention to food. It's my feeling, in whole life, we did not give so much attention to bhog we offer to Baba. But it's very, very useful and important when we offer our food to Baba and He gives His power to the food and we eat that food, it helps us a lot to purify our body and heart, mind. So it's more important, very important, that every day we must offer our food to Baba and then try your best to eat that food in His remembrance. How to eat? When you take your plate of food in front of you and you sit down on the chair, first of all, just practice that I am an angel and I am going to Baba. Go to Baba, reach to Him, offer that food to Him first. And feel that Baba is giving drashti to the food. Come down. Then the best practice while eating the food and the easiest practice is that Baba's rays of purity are coming to me and I am eating the food. Accept that food in this feeling, that rays of purity are coming down, I am eating the food. And make one plan that for 5 times during food, you have to practice it. Because we know it's our, we can say, carelessness or nature that we do forget. But if we keep this attention, that 5 times I will pay attention that rays are coming. Rays are coming. So this pure food will purify body, heart, mind and the soul. This is second practice which helps us. Third practice. We have to talk to Baba. He is our Sadguru and make a strong promise in front of Him. That Baba, I am giving you my words. Give your words to Him. That from today, I am perfectly pure. I will remain perfectly pure. It's my promise to you. Talk to Him this way. Although we know that perfect purity is not a practice of a day. It takes time. But such strong will make us very pure. Because there is everything in our strong will, in our strong thoughts. And just print it, get it printed into your subconscious mind that we have made promise with Baba, we cannot break it. Promise with God. If we fulfill our promise with God, He will also fulfill His promise to us. So whenever in day you have any negative feeling in your mind, remember your promise. And, oh no, I have given words to Baba. I cannot break them. And it will becomes very strong thing with you. Once we make promise, we cannot break it. Is it right? This is the sign of powerful souls. Powerful souls will never break their promise. Weak souls will do everyday promise and will break them every day. But we are powerful. If we are not powerful, then, if we are not powerful, many are thinking we are not powerful, then we have to become powerful. Because we are the children of Almighty. We cannot give this excuse, Baba, we are not powerful. Baba doesn't accept this. Baba says, you, being the child of Almighty, cannot say that you are not powerful. If you are not powerful, then who else will be powerful? Do you think so? We are powerful. Therefore, promise is promise. Whatever may happen, let it happen, but we will not break our promise. This was my experience of this life. I have shared sometimes this experience that in the year of 82, I thought that in this year, by the end of this year, I must make my purity perfect. And I made a plan, a simple plan, that for 12 months, I chosen 12 thoughts of purity, and for each month, I did practice of one. And that was the best year regarding purity in my life. I got so many wonderful experiences, and one of them was that purity is the real enjoyment of life. This came into experience. So one point for 1 month was that I have made promise with God. I cannot break it. Second thought was, it is also very good thought that this path of purity, I have chosen spontaneously. Willingly I have chosen this path of purity. It's not so that someone suppressed me to follow this path. No, I myself had chosen this path of purity. It was my inner will, inner desire, my original nature, therefore I choose this path. Now, I cannot turn back. Once I started to move on this path of purity, I cannot turn back. Because this is my life now. So this was one very good thought for a month. Okay, give vibrations to the body. For your personal progress, one very good plan everyone can make. I want to share one experience. When last time Baba came for Madhuban Nivasi, He has asked us to make the atmosphere of the yajna very, very powerful. So, in order to fulfill that task, what we did, we called one meeting in Madhuban of some seniors. Dadi Ratan Mohini conducted it and inspired everyone that everyone who is the responsible one department must create powerful atmosphere in one's department. So, what I did since then, here are three kitchen, you know, one in Gyan Sarovar, one in Panda Bhavan, one in Shantivan, and we have about 50 brothers in each, and some other brothers and sisters came from other departments also. So every week on Saturday night, we sit together, like 60 brothers and sisters, 3, 4, 5 sisters, they're all brothers, and we make a 5-point program just for a week. Saturday, we made our 3rd program of 5 points, and we all follow that sincerely, and it has given very good feelings to everyone. Everything has become easy, because main aim Baba has given was to create in the atmosphere the feeling of avyakt, angelic feelings. So, I just keep in front of you 1 5-point program, how we make, on the basis of this avyakt only, which Baba gave in front of you. How did we make the program? So just first point was, I am the deity of tolerance. Do you remember? Such good word Baba has given. Devta. In Hindi we say Devi, Devta. And in Hindi it's very easy. Devta means one who gives. One who donates. Deities were in the golden age, but at that time we did not donate anything to others. But Devta, Hindi word, it means one who gives, one who donate many things to other. So we are the deities of tolerance. On any cost, we have to tolerate. And just I gave them one thought, that one who does tolerate will become great. Keep this thought in your mind. 2-3 years before, Baba has mentioned that many children used to ask to Baba, Baba, why should I tolerate? I don't want to die like this. If I tolerate, they become more and more aggressive. They think me, you are weak, they are powerful. We used to think like this. But Baba has mentioned, you always remember one thing, who has mentioned you to tolerate? God has mentioned you to tolerate. And he added, one who does tolerate is a powerful one. Only powerful soul can tolerate. So, this was our first point. We are the deities of tolerance. Second point, about purity, we fixed up in our program that in the morning and in night, before going to bed, we will practice those 3 forms Baba has mentioned. Use royalty of the purity when you were in soul world, when you were in golden age, your worship-worthy form, all these three pure form. And we will remind to ourselves that we are so pure. But just this thought is very important. We are so much pure. Purity is my nature. Purity is just a natural sanskar in me, in the soul. Just be aware of this. This was our second thought, second point. Third point, as Baba mentioned about drashti, that you must see everyone as a soul. This practice is the third practice. Fourth practice, that for a week we will eat the food in constant remembrance. Three times meal in full remembrance. This was one point. For yoga practice, we always keep one practice for yoga so that whole day, in the morning, in the evening, we can do that practice, that we are combined to Baba. And we will practice to invoke him down at least 5 times a day. So like this, we used to make our program, and I can say, you make your program in 2 points only for a week, just 2 points program for a week, and you can get those 2 points from revised Avyakt Murli. I think you listen on the centers, and every Sunday or Thursday. So from that Murli, you can choose 2 points which you will follow whole week, and it can be easy approach. So, I see that in our whole group, now there is a wonderful enthusiasm that they have to fulfill Baba's desire, as he has mentioned, that you should make this fort of yag very powerful, create such feeling that everyone could become free from waste thing. This is Baba's aim always. About purity, I would say one thing. Some of you would have studied or practiced or known this. It's from Indian philosophy and also related to Indian medical science, Ayurveda. I think you know that therapy, Ayurveda herbal therapy. It's not mentioned in allopathy system of medicines. And that is, you know, in Indian philosophy of yoga, they believe 7 chakras in the body. 7 chakras. One is here, second is here, like this. So this is very pure. This is one who gives command to whole body. It's very important because yogis concentrate here. Mostly they concentrate here. They don't know that here is soul. They concentrate on this chakra. And as a simple explanation of this, those who are related to medical science, they can understand it in a better way. You know, medical science believes that in our whole body, there are 8 glands who control everything. 8 glands are there in physical body, and same thing in subtle body is known as chakras. Did you follow? Here is pineal gland, pituitary gland. that subtle form in subtle body is chakra, because the chakras are not seen by eyes. They say that only yogis can see them. No one else can see them. So they believe about purity. Now it's very, very important thing to understand for everyone. You know, now we are living in the end of Kali Yugi world. And in this Kali Yugi world, around us is very polluted atmosphere, very impure atmosphere. In our body, there is energy always. We eat food, it makes energy. This energy nowadays is used in sex lust. So here are two ways of this energy, downward or upward. So through sex it goes down, but yogis can rise it up. And present medical science also believes that this energy passes through one gland to another, then from second to third, third to fourth, fourth to sixth, sixth to seventh. And each gland absorbs its certain part, and when it reaches to the final gland, it becomes very subtle. And it goes to the brain. It divinizes the brain. So, those who observe celibacy, if they don't practice yoga, if they don't create elevated thoughts, this energy goes down. Just keeps a pressure on our nerve system and it creates disturbance. That disturbance goes to our mind and negative thoughts, impure feelings are there. This energy is converted into subtle energy this way. It rises up. Three ways are there. One is very physical, that is physical work. So those who are celibate, they must work hard physically also. If they don't work, you know, they become lazy. And laziness is also a form of impurity. You might have heard in Baba's Murli, laziness and carelessness are also the subtle form of impurity. Second thing is, through churning. If you churn knowledge, if you create elevated thoughts, in those elevated thoughts, in that high thinking, that energy is used. In hard work, energy is used. In elevated thinking, energy is used. And thirdly is yoga practice. When we concentrate on soul, when we concentrate on Baba in soul world, this energy rises up. It comes up and it becomes subtle and goes into our brain, divinizes our brain. This way, yogis used to say that physical energy is converted into spiritual energy. And this is why in Indian philosophy of yoga, it has been mentioned that tremendous power, a wonderful energy is laid in this body. You have lot of spiritual energy in your body, but you don't know how to activate it, how to use it. And this is the way, by the practice of yoga, by elevated thinking, we can use, we can convert that energy, then that energy will not create disturbance to our mind. This is why Baba used to say that with the power of bodilessness, with the power of yoga, you can cool down your sense organs. And this is the sign of a yogi soul, that he can cool down all sense organs. You know one thing, that in our present brain, many centers are blocked because of tension, because of anxiety, because of anger, because of negative feelings. In our brain, there are many, many centers. Each center controls one part of body. Just for eyes, there is one center. For mouth, one center. For teeth, one center. For our tongue, one center. For ear, one center. For hands, one center. So there are many centers. But many are blocked now. In golden age, all centers of the brain were opened. Therefore, life was divine. Therefore, body was perfectly healthy. There was no disease because all centers were opened, were working fully. And when we practice yoga now, through the vibrations of yoga, we can open all centers of our brain, and this way we can heal our own body. So it's also a healing procedure. If we want to heal our body, to cure our disease, we can do this practice. Nowadays, people also have invented this system of spiritual healing, that from here, give vibrations to your sick part, to your painful part. They don't know what is here. They say that from up above somewhere energy is coming here and it's going to your body. Now we can understand this fully, that from Baba, pure energy comes to us, and from the soul, it goes to the body. So we can thus give energy to our body, and it can help us to heal body, to cure the disease. This way, we can improve our purity. So I would say, don't experience fighting against impurity. Try to make it natural, and for this, these few things are important to practice. But suppose still there is any kind of problem in your purity, try your best to make it natural, but don't get disturbed, because many things are influenced by our past. And it's very, very important and subtle thing to forget the past. It's not so easy, but it can become easy. If we practice self-respect many times, we can forget the past. If we practice incorporeal stage, bodilessness, automatically past is forgotten. The force of past sanskaras finished. But still, if there is any disturbance in your dreams, in your sleep, don't bother about this. It's not so. It should not be like this, that when you get up early in the morning and if there was any disturbance in your sleep, you get depressed. This is also an art of living happy life, that whatever happens with us, finish it immediately. Don't continue with the thoughts. Don't continue to remember those things again and again. Make this nature. Let it go. Let it go. Let it finish. And this way, we become very light, and our power of purity becomes very strong, and it purifies the world, it purifies the nature. This way, make your life very light and very happy. It should not be with any Brahmin, that with this, in this fighting against purity, he or she loses his happiness. If you lose your happiness in this fighting, it is not purity. So be happy, make it light, easy, and if something happens, negative thing, don't take it very seriously, don't mind it very seriously. forget it and move forward. Now the last thing I would say to you, last year I have given some classes about it, how to feed powerful thoughts into your subconscious mind. Because if we feed something into our subconscious mind, it becomes natural in our life. And easy method is, take to your mind into alpha. Alpha means thoughtlessness. Means less thoughts. When you feel that there are not many thoughts in the mind, mind is stable, then give a vision to your subconscious mind. I want to become perfectly pure like this. And you will experience that the power of subconscious mind will take you to that target. Did you follow? Very easy. In the morning, mind is silent. Create a vision of your perfect pure form, angelic form, perfect deity form, and show it to your subconscious mind. Talk to your subconscious mind. Oh, subconscious mind, I want to become like this by the end of this year. Give two things, time and vision. Don't give any planning. Subconscious mind doesn't accept our planning. It has got power to plan itself. Vision and time limited. That within 1 year, I want to become like this. Just let that vision printed into your subconscious mind and see the result. But during that procedure, there can be little ups and downs. Get ready to tolerate that, and subconscious mind's power will lead you to that perfect purity. Om Shanti.